Holmes & Hops is proudly supported by Platt Insurance, your local independent insurance agency offering auto, home, life, business, and farm insurance. They also have a team of specialists that help you with insuring your brewery or winery. Platt Insurance, helping you protect your tomorrow. For more information or a quote, please call them at 330-856-6244 or visit them on the web at plattinsurance.com. Lisa Resnick here, Holmes and Hops with John Rudy of the Magic Tree. How are you, John?
Good, Lisa. How are you?
I'm doing good. So we are sitting at my house right now, outside on the back deck. So if you hear the sound of the wind, just pretend that we are at the ocean listening to the ocean breeze.
Birds chirping.
That's right. That's
relaxing. Nice and relaxing atmosphere.
That's right. A very zen moment out here. But this way, hey, we're practicing social distancing and we're being, I guess, I don't know what the word is. We're abiding by the new rules. And
the new normal of life. The new norm. Yes. The new norms of life.
I'm just so glad I went through all the effort of decorating the studio that you may never see.
It's all right. Outside's good. Fresh air's good.
It is good. It's nice out, too. I'm enjoying this.
It is.
So you have been very busy since I know you had to alter your plans and everything for a St. Patrick's Day weekend and everything, but you have been nonstop. I don't know if you have the ability to stop, do you?
No, you know, it's just a drive that I have. You know, I still have a passion for the industry, even though it's a different industry right now.
Yes.
You know, basically we just have to adapt and adjust, but we still have to carry on our mission, who Magic Tree is. You know, we've done a lot of supporting with the community. We feed the National Guards at the Second Harvest Food Bank every Tuesday. We've worked with Inspiring Minds Youngstown.
Yes.
Fed Mercy Health Boardman, Mercy Health Youngstown. So, you know, we still live our mission out as, you know, supporting local. And we're actually seeing a lot of supporting local coming back towards us. But some other things, too, you know, just within a company itself was, you know, making adjustments on ordering, par level systems. The first week or two was crazy. It was, you know, your whole life in this industry, you're trained to get these seats filled, pack people in, get people, get that bar going, get the energy level up to just my first Saturday at Magic Tree. As if you know, Saturdays at Magic Tree are wall to wall.
Yes.
So 7:30, I sat in a chair in the dining room and there was not one person in there.
Wow.
And it was the most, I can say, sickening feeling that I think I've ever had. And, you know, it's when it became real to me. It's when I realized that, you know what, this is definitely a changing industry right now. But, you know, like you said, we're just staying busy, trying to adapt, trying to adjust.
Yeah, you did not let it paralyze you at all.
No. You know, it's, like I said, we've seen great support from the community. You know, we're still getting the same quality product that we have. We really didn't change anything, but we just had to adapt on the level of business we have. You know, we did see a very big drop in sales. You know, even with the St. Patty's weekend, that's one of our business weeks of the year. We had the big tent out front. We had bands planning all week. You know, Fast Freddy was there as our host.
Yep.
You know, it took 6-7 months of planning to get all this together. And literally the Friday night before this was supposed to go off, you know, I made the decision not to do it.
Yep.
You know, I've talked to the township. They were very supportive of us. I talked to a couple other local officials, and you know, it basically came down to me making the decision and what was the right decision. And at that time, you know, what was it, March 15th, I think? I had no clue what, you know,
what was about to transpire,
what was going to happen. And, you know, it was hurt, you know, my staff seeing how much it bothered me because they seen how much hard work I put into this. I was really looking forward to this. This is my first big event since taking over ownership. But, you know, it made me think, you know, I got to do the right thing. You know, we have over 50 employees at Magic Tree. You know, we can hold that weekend was probably going to have 1,500 people in a tent.
Yes.
Plus the insides, plus the patio. So I just had to kind of do what I felt was right, even though I didn't. But I did it anyway, and I stand by my decision now. And, you know, like I said, we're just adjusting and adapting, and I'm already starting to plan for next year.
That's what you have to do. You have to continuously plan.
So a lot of people don't know this, but John and I most likely work together. We won't name the place, but we most likely worked together many, many years ago.
Yes. It was a foggy time. A fun foggy time.
It was a fun foggy time.
But yeah, that was a while ago.
This is when I was a bartender.
Yeah. It was one of my first bartending jobs, I believe. Yes.
Yeah, that was the easiest. When I worked there, it was the easiest bartending gig ever. All I had to do was pour beer. And maybe that's where the whole hops thing comes into play now.
It could have definitely been a big part of it. But yeah, those were, you know, those are fun times. I remember when I started, you know, in the industry, you know, as a busser, and then you do the bar back, and then you cook, and then you move up, and you wait for that, you know, that 21-year-old time where, hey, you want to start bartending? Yes, I'll be there tomorrow. And, you know, it was great to learn the industry the way I did coming up. You know, I pretty much have worked every position. You know, I lived in Cleveland for a while, so I got to see a whole different region, you know, of the industry. But, you know, coming up from just being a dishwasher to the owner of a restaurant now, you know, it's definitely a fun process. The industry is incredible.
So they do say, like, people will kick around the idea of, like, oh, maybe I'll open up a restaurant, blah, blah, blah. And then people, especially those that are in the industry, give you this look like you're crazy. And and because it is 24/7.
You're 100% right.
as our former president, George W. Bush, has said, it's hard. Yeah. It's 24/7, you know, it is. Seven days a week.
I won't lie. I mean, there's been nights before where I've slept in a booth, you know, just because I'm there so late and I get up early and, you know, during some of our remodeling projects and just business. But yeah, it's a 24/7 job. I mean, there's a lot of responsibility that comes to it, you know, especially having so many employees, you know.
Yes.
That's the reason why I go every day is, you know, I have an amazing staff. I see them more than my normal family. They are my family. That's my work family. And they're all amazing, from my managers to my cooks to bartenders, servers, everybody. So it's definitely tough, you know, and everybody, you know, there's a picture that somebody sent me one day, and it's got like four or five different scenarios, and it's like what my mom thinks I do as a restaurant. And I'm reading the menu to a little old lady, and it's like what my friends think I do. And I'm doing, then there's a picture of a guy doing shots at the bar and high-fiving, and it's like what I really do. And you just see like bills and invoices and the guy stressed with his tie off and everything. And, but you know, all in all, I love the industry and I love what I do. And especially in this area, there's such a deep culture of restaurants and bars. And you know, like I said, living in Cleveland and kind of going around Ohio, we have some of the best food that I think in the whole state, and some of the best bars. And the one thing that is been nice about this is that I've actually got to meet some other owners of restaurants that I never knew before. And guys that I've just met a couple weeks ago offering their help to me, or me offering their help to them. You know, a lot of guys in the industry, we've been working together, helping each other, supporting, you know, visiting each other's restaurants, buying lunches for our staff, or trading lunches for our staffs, for people working, you know, asking questions. You know, I have a really good friend, Melvin. He owns Bogey's out there.
Oh, I love Bogey's too.
He's a great guy. And me and him literally talk every other day. And I've known Melvin for 20 years. We used to work together back in the day. But, you know, it's good to have other guys that are in your situation in the same area that understand what you're going through with all these loans and staffing and questions. But the support from other businesses has been phenomenal. You know, you would think at a time like this, everybody's fighting for themselves, but not only community support, but other business owners, not just in the restaurant industry also, but other friends of mine that own, you know, insurance companies and things of that nature.
Yes.
They've been donating money, donating to us to help feed the Second Harvest Food Bank, the National Guard, some of these Mercy Health employees and everything. So it's just, it's a great thing. It's a great sense of community in the area right now in the industry.
It truly is. And I think that that's one of the things that has been touched on a lot is, as a community, how lucky we are to have the people that we do have locally. And they do come out and support. It's one of those things that, and I always noticed this, even when I was younger, the reason why local restaurants survive much better than our chains. Like, remember when Jillian's was here?
Yeah.
Is Jillian's still even in existence?
I don't think so. I haven't heard that in a long time. Wow, Jillian's. It's like the Dave and Buster's. I know there's one in Cleveland. That's it.
I know.
I don't even know if that exists anymore after that.
But the Dave and Buster's in the major cities like Pittsburgh and Cleveland, or actually I have no idea where else it is. But those places, I think they do better in those areas because there's so many more transients.
Yes.
While here, like we do, like we're friends. Like yeah. I make sure that like, hey, besides the food is really good. And I do think that's probably partly your stint in Cleveland with your creativity of your menu that you bring is phenomenal. Like what is the, and I'm sorry for digressing, but one of my favorite sandwiches is because of the aioli, the tomato.
The fried green tomato.
Oh,
sandwich.
Yes. Oh, I absolutely love it. I love the aioli. I was like, I don't care, even if you don't have the bacon that day, just, or the tomato.
Just give me the bread and the aioli. You're good to go. Yeah, it's definitely great seeing the local, you know. I always like to present it as, you know, everybody's familiar with the show Cheers.
Yes.
Like the Norm effect.
Yes.
You know, I love when everybody walks into the bar, Norm. You know,
that's right.
Everybody becomes a family. Everybody becomes friends. You know, that's the kind of atmosphere. You know, you go out to dinner for the food, but also for the experience. You know, you can go to any bar and get a Bud Light. You can go to any bar and get a chicken wing.
Yep.
You know, you go for the experience, you know, talking to the servers, talking to the bartenders, the managers, the owners, coming to your table, sitting with you. Hey, how's your kids doing? You know, I heard this. You know, it's a sense of community. That's what I try to portray at Magic Tree is, you know, really getting to know my guests and the staff knowing the guests. And, you know, all my employees, their mom and dads come in, you know, saying hi. You know, my parents walk in. Everybody, hey, Mama Rudy, Papa Rudy, you know.
Yeah.
Hey. You know, it's a sense of family and it's a great community. And the food just tops everything off a little bit better.
So when it comes to the food, because you do locally source most of your food, I know now has been a little bit variant than what your norm is, and hopefully you'll be able to get back to what you were doing before. But what's that like when you like decide, you know, I want to get my chicken from this farm or my beef from this one or fruits,
you know,
vegetables?
It's actually, it's been not that bad, a little difficult here and there, but you know, I still stay in touch with the farmers, and you know, they actually do have quite a bit of supply right now.
Okay.
So you know, we use grass-fed beef on our menu and for our meatloaf and for some of our meatballs and things. A big supporter of premium pastured meats and the lines. Seth, the owner, I'm on the phone with him constantly. You know, he's curious too. What do you need? I can do this. I can do that. So I do miss the creativity of those menus that we do on the weekends. Right now, we got a menu cut in half. It's basically just, you know.
Well, you would need to.
What we can do, what we can suffice to do right now. You know, we were for a while, we only had two guys in the kitchen. So, you know, it's kind of hard to get that table menu back again, farm to table menu. But with June 2nd, we are going to be back full go. So
yeah, let's talk about June 2nd. Yeah. So we were talking about previously, and it sounds extremely exciting, and I can't wait.
June 2nd, you know, we decided to stay closed for the time being. And we made this decision as a group, as a management team. This wasn't me just saying, hey, I don't want this. We all sat down. We all discussed, you know, wants and needs and what we can do. And we're still doing that. We still have our manager meetings. We're getting things in place. But June 2nd, Tuesday, we're going to kind of do our re-grand opening. You know, we got all new patio furniture, new lights, new TVs. We're doing some paint remodeling, some other things too. You know, we're going to be putting in a no-touch sink so you don't have to touch that, the paper towels. Things of that nature.
What's a no touch? Oh, is
well,
that
you just
where
run
you
your
just,
hand?
Yes.
Yeah, so you don't have to touch anything.
Yes.
You know,
the smart sink.
Yes, the smart sink you could call it. And same thing with our urinals, no touch. The paper towels, no touch. I actually have door openers you open with your feet, so you don't have to touch the door handles. So basically, you can come to the restaurant and touch nothing from the point you get in. So, you know, we're still putting a plan together. And the plan that's we got to put together, it's for Magic Tree. It's not, you know, we're getting ideas from other bars and restaurants. You know, like, again, like I said, other owners are sharing their ideas with us. We're all kind of talking about what fits each other best, but each restaurant is different. So yeah, June 2nd, it's going to be the re-grand opening. We're going to have inside and outside. Like I said, we're still waiting on all our patio furniture to come. So maybe if something does come before we open, you know, we might just do a trial run on the patio with
Can I be invited?
Yes, you can be. You'll have a reservation guaranteed.
Thank you.
But, you know, just to work out some kinks. But yeah, so we still got 2 weeks. But like I said, it was a group decision. And one good thing that I'm happy about is the staff's ready to come back. You know, I thought, you know, we'd have a lot of trouble with, you know, the staffing, and we didn't. You know, we stay in touch with them. My managers talk to them. A lot of FaceTime, a lot of group text. You know, we have a messaging system throughout our company where we can message each other for scheduling, like okay. when I work, things like that. But we've stayed in touch with them. Actually, some have come back to work. So all the tips that have been left for all the to-go orders go directly back to the staff.
That's awesome.
So that helps them in any way we can. You know, I told them too, if you guys are hungry, whatever we have here, it's yours. You know, I'm not going to make you pay for anything during this whole thing. You know, so we're helping feed their family still and helping feed them. But, you know, we have a really good group of people, and I'm excited. I miss my staff. I miss my guests. So I'm really looking forward to June 2nd.
Did you have to reduce any of the booths, or did you guys do the, because I know, because I did go to the nail salon and they had the plastic guards everywhere.
You know, we did not do any of the plastic guards. I know a lot of people talked at the bar. We are not going to have bar service when we open. It's
okay.
going to be dining only. So nobody's going to be able to sit at the bar. All of our tables, we did get a floor plan together. All of our tables are 6 feet plus apart.
Okay.
And then we do have the booths with a high back that is considered a barrier. So seating wise, we've lost 50% of our tables.
Yes.
But we're completely in spec of what the state wants with the 6 feet plus. But we're going to work on the bar. I wanted to focus on the dining now. Let's get this settled, and then we'll go into the bar. We're just going to roll it out slowly. You know, I don't want to rush it. Same thing when the patio comes. The furniture has not come in yet. So once it comes, we're going to measure everything out. We have things measured. We're going to be 6+ feet apart. You know, we're using all disposable plastic cups, ketchup packets, mustard packets. There'll be no condiments on the tables, so no sharing of those. Each table has its own hand sanitizer. Each table has its own sanitizer station, so we can wipe down chairs, wipe down tables. We're using disposable menus. So once you're done ordering, we throw the menu away.
Oh, wow.
You know, we're not going to keep wiping menus down and keeping that. You know, we're going to set sanitation stations up. We're going to have masks provided, alcohol wipes, Clorox wipes, sanitizer at different stations throughout the restaurant. But like I said, you know, the no-touch bathroom sensors, the no-touch
yes.
doors. We're doing everything that we can to comply with the way they want us to. I mean, there's no,
yeah.
you know, we want to get back. Trust me, I want to get back into the swing of things. Our patio on the summer, on a Saturday with bands, it's jam-packed. But we just got to do what we can now.
Well, I hope the bands can come back.
Well, right now, you know, I'm not sure. I know one of the orders that I read was, you know, no DJs, no bands. You can't promote any type of events that are going to create a mass gathering. So like I said, it's, I hope they do too, but we're just following every guideline that we can, from the seating to, like I said, the disposables.
Will you do reservations?
You know what? We're still working on that right now. We're trying to figure out a way to do the reservations and walk-ins. We got a feeling that when we open our doors,
we won't want to leave.
Well,
that's the problem, is that all of us, I mean, and which as a patron, I think to myself, well, you got to be cognizant, because turnover is extremely important in
yes.
the restaurant industry,
especially with half the tables.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And with no bar, that you do have to think, like, you can't just sit there and hang out for
hours
as we may have a habit of doing. I mean, even if we're ordering that additional drink, it's yeah. still a long time to be occupying
yeah.
a table, and which does cut the cost or the money, the income that could be made from that.
That's another aspect we're working with now, not just with the reservations, but time and seating. You know, a party of 10 or more, you know, you have a 2-hour limit. A party of 5, you might have an hour and a half. A party of 2 or 3, you have an hour limit. You know, and I know people want to get out and go, but at the same time, there's a lot of people that want to get out and go.
Yes.
But as a company and as a business, we have to fit a plan just to Magic Tree. You know, I don't want to say I don't care about anybody. I do. I want everybody, but we have to do what's best for us.
Yes.
And with our family and our company and our business. So we have our manager meeting still every week. And that's one of the things we're going to be discussing this Monday on reservations, walk-ins. You know, we were even thinking about putting the hostess stand in the front of the building so no one even has to come inside.
Oh, okay.
And you can go to your cars. We got a paging system. We'll call you. So even if you leave, hey, you got 10 minutes to your table is ready.
Yes.
So this way, nobody's coming in. And it's all weather depending too. So a couple other things where we have a patio exit where you can only enter the building through the front door, but you have to exit through the patio door. So
okay.
Nobody's bumping shoulders. Nobody's congregating in a foyer. Nobody's coming in and out at the same time. We are trying to control as much as we could. You know, right now, the other thing too is if you don't have a seat, you can't be in here. There's no standing with drinks. There's no lingering with drinks. So if we have 100 chairs, just say, there's only going to be 100 people in the building.
Yep.
You know, if we have 10 chairs, 10 people in the building. We're going to control the seating as much as we could. I know I've heard some pretty horror stories.
Yes.
From some other friends of that, you know, people are just kind of coming in and just moving tables. They're not even asking. They're not even nothing. Well, we got these people coming. They're coming too. And, you know, you got to be courteous of the people working in the restaurants right now. I know everybody's going through a hard time and everybody's, you know, not sure. But, you know, it's a different time for all of us. You know, like I said earlier, I've been used to pack this bar and get as many people in there, make as many drinks, right?
Well, always think to yourself, too, as somebody who is there as a customer, the last thing you want to be is the person that gets their liquor license or removed.
Yes.
Because you're not following the rules that they need to abide by. So, I mean, we need to do our part on our side to make sure that our businesses have the ability to still prosper.
I agree. So, you know, and it's, like I said, we're following what we can. And, you know, we're going to ask all of our guests, you know, to be understanding. Things are different. Like I'm sure we're still going to run into issues. No matter how many other guys I've talked to have given me pointers and tips on what's working, what's not working. Like I said earlier, it's not going to work the same at every bar and restaurant.
No.
Everybody's building's different. Everybody's entries are different. Everybody's service stations are different.
Everybody's dealing with different people.
Yeah, different people. So, you know, it's something that's going to be interesting to see. You know, I'm going to personally be there, you know, addressing any guest that needs comments, questions, or, you know, if you want to yell at me. Don't yell at my staff.
Yes.
Me and you can go out on the patio. You can come yell at me outside. But, you know, I'm going to do what I need to do to make sure we're doing Magic Tree itself is doing it correctly, that are keeping my staff safe, my guests safe. And it's going to be interesting to see how this is all going to play out. But I think we're going to be okay. I think we have a very good game plan. A very detailed game plan for Magic Tree. And, you know, like I said, we've been getting a ton of phone calls, Facebook messages and everything. And I know the people are there. You know,
yes.
You ever hear that if you build it, they will come?
Yes.
I think when we open the doors, they will come. So we have a lot of guests, you know, we've invited our regulars to say, hey, guys, you know.
Yep.
You know, we have a group that comes in every Tuesday. They've been there every Tuesday at the same time, same chairs. Even previous to my ownership, since day one of Magic Tree.
Oh,
so,
wow.
You know, we're invited them. Hey, guys, we have your table ready for you. So, you know, we're adjusting the whole restaurant on their table just to make sure
that's
they're
awesome.
Okay. So it's good to see that. And, you know, I still run into guests. You know, I might have to run to one of the local grocery stores or somewhere just to get something. And I see people. I always have a Magic Tree hoodie on. You know, I do the Holmes and Hop shows, the Casey
yes.
Malone show. I'm on the news a little bit. You know, people kind of, they recognize who I am. And everybody's, hey, I can't wait till you guys open. I can't wait till you guys open. I can't wait till you guys open. So it's a good feeling to see people, you know, interested back in coming to Magic Tree.
You're a significant part of our area and our community. And that is without a question. And you do help define it. So, which is an important role. And I think that you have done an extraordinary job.
Thank you.
And then, and I know that, with DeWine at one point in time, it's all just a blur. Like 2020 is just going to be,
yeah.
There's no month difference.
It was my life. You ever see the movie Groundhog's Day?
Yes.
That's exactly what my
yes.
life has turned into. It's,
yes.
you know, I just wake up now and I know, I just wake up, get dressed and go to Magic Tree.
Yeah.
And I'm there and then I just leave. Wake up, get dressed, go to Magic Tree. You know, it's the same thing every single day.
Yeah.
But it's like I said, it's the new norm.
It really is.
This is the new normal of life. And, you know, like I said, when the governor made the announcement that we could start doing patio, it was a good thing. It finally gave some owners light at the end of the tunnel. It gave us a date, a time because for a while we had nothing, just like everybody else. There's a lot of other, you know, my buddies that are barbers and, you know, tattoos, you know, everybody, nobody had answers. And, you know, now everybody kind of has a little light at the end of the tunnel. You know, I think it's a stay-at-home order's been kind of lifted. So I see things getting back, not back to normal, but slowly, slowly back to normal. I really think that next year's St. Paddy's Day is going to be the biggest party that the United States has ever seen.
100%. You know, I think the biggest party the world is ever going
and
to see.
And I really think by then that's when we're going to get back to normal. And I think that's when you're going to see things rolling again. You know, even with the sports coming back, St. Paddy's Day, you know, a lot of those sporting events create a buzz in the business. You know, the Masters, a lot of guys come for the Masters or watch golf or, you know, they watch sports. And without that, you know, that's another factor of, you know, that we lose. But I really think St. Paddy's Day next year is going to be pretty interesting.
It's going to be great. I think people are going to be toasting away 2020. I mean, there is a lot of good that has come from this. I do think that we have all learned how creative we all can be in order to sustain.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you got to do some things to pass your time.
I know, right? So I think that there are definitely some positives. I think like the appreciation of what we had is probably more on people's minds than what it was before. But I cannot wait. Like typically I always say, you know, every year has its good and its bad and stuff like that. And I'll still say the same for 2020, but you know how every year people toast that year away. Like
new year, new me. No, not this year. Wait till next year.
Yeah, exactly. Wait till next year. Yeah, it's, next 2021.
I'm going to be excited, like I said, just to see where the industry goes. But, you know, also, I was kind of thinking about this a couple of days ago is, you know, this is a good time for restaurateurs and people in the industry to kind of remold the industry.
Yep.
You know, it's because we're starting from scratch. It's basically like June 2nd, we're reopening a brand new restaurant.
Yeah.
You know, we're buying all new inventory, all new, you know, we're going through training again, training the staff, training the cooks. You know, you can kind of remold your brand a little bit right now. You can freshen up your brand, you know, doing different things. You know, if something you didn't like before, now's the time to change it.
Yep.
But it's going to be, like I said, it's going to be good to see the business side of it getting back up and running. You know, I drove down 224 yesterday and it seemed like a Christmas weekend.
I know.
There was people everywhere.
I was running down 224. I may have gotten the finger a few times because the traffic is now up.
You won't catch me running down 224. But fair. So it's definitely a sign. Things are changing a little bit, like I said, for the better. But, you know, we still have to be precautious. Personally,
of course.
Too, you know, I have my mask. I have gloves. I have, you know, sanitizer. Like we talked earlier, my hands are so dry.
I know.
From the sanitizer that I put on a million times a day. I don't even realize I'm doing it anymore.
I know.
It just becomes habit now. So, I get in my car, it's on.
So the trick, I guess, in which I've known this for probably about 60 days and have not participated because my hands look like I'm at 90 years old. But supposedly, rubber gloves, Vaseline, and you sleep like that over the night, and that will rejuvenate your
crazy.
Rubber gloves aren't necessarily my thing to begin with, but
I'd have them ripped off in my sleep. I guarantee it.
And then there'd be like Vaseline
all over on my face. It'd be stuck to my face.
So, let's go back to you deciding to own a restaurant. Please tell me, what was that moment in your life that you were like, you know, this is it. This is what I want to do. And even though you're going into it like literally eyes wide open, you still made the plunge.
It was probably one of the scariest feelings of my life. You know, Phil and Sandy, the previous owners of Magic Tree, I'm still in contact with them on a daily basis.
Yeah.
They have been incredible mentors for me. You know, they stayed on with me for a while to coach me, you know, for whatever I needed. But, you know, the opportunity got presented to me. And, you know, this is something I always wanted.
But, yeah.
Like I said, doing this I've never did any other job but in the restaurant. Like, I don't know anything else but the restaurant business. And, you know, I was employed by them previous as director of operations. And they gave me the call and said, hey, we need to talk to you. And I'm like, oh, here you go. Finally, I found a job I love. I'm getting fired already. It's only been a couple months. But, you know, you know, not to get into the whole situation.
It was just a couple of months?
Yeah, I started in January, and this was in September, so it was 9 months.
Wow.
That the change, you know, they presented a great opportunity to me.
You must have been doing a really good job.
I think I was. But, you know, the opportunity got presented to me, and, you know, it took a while to get things into place, and in the long run, it came out beneficial to me, you know. So September 1st of 2018, we took over ownership of Magic Tree. And, you know, like I said, one of the things that we're Phil and Sandy were happy about is I still valued all their values.
Yes.
You know, I wasn't going to rip everything down and put new TVs. This is Rudy's Sports Bar and Grill. And, you know, I still believed in the support local, the farm to table menus.
Beer
you know,
school.
Beer school. You know, the craft beer. You know, Phil and Sandy have been instrumental to the craft beer community around here. You know, I've heard people call Phil the godfather of craft beer.
Yeah.
You know, and his knowledge is just amazing. So it was a personal thing to them too, for me to carry that on. And, you know, I'm a craft beer guy. You know, I love my bourbons, I love my whiskeys, and you know, I love the good food. And
yes.
It's basically our motto is eat, drink, celebrate. And that's what they started, and that's what I finished.
That's why I run, by the way, is so I can eat, drink, and celebrate.
Yeah, but, you know, it was, I was nervous. You know, I'm not going to lie, the first couple months, there's a couple tears. I can't do this, and I don't know if I made the right decision. And, you know, thank God Phil was there. I called him a million times. You know, and he, you know, hey, this is what we're going to do. Coach me, help me, and they did. And, you know, as now it's going to be September coming up, it'll be 2 years. So, you know, now you get familiar with systems, you get familiar with places. It just becomes a natural thing. But, you know, the fear of not knowing and all this new stuff, you know, I've ran multiple businesses before, restaurants, but not at this level. You know, when you're starting to talk about different, you know, taxes and attorneys and this,
yes.
And it's like, whoa, what's going on here? You know, I just had to make a menu before. And, but you know what? Now I love it. You know, I love what I do. I love the industry, and it was scary. It's hard, and I'm not going to lie. This is, I don't want to say I've lost friendships or I've lost anything, but
it's time consuming.
Yeah, it takes, I'm there 7 days a week.
Yeah.
I mean, as is right now from all this, I think my last day off was in February, as the last day that I just kind of did my own thing, except for being closed on Easter. But
actually, don't you typically around this time take a nice little break to the beach?
Yeah. Yeah, actually, I do. I usually go down to Florida right after St. Paddy's Day every year, just to kind of relieve some stress from the weekend. But unfortunately, that didn't happen this year. But I do have a couple vacations planned here coming up. So I'll be down in Florida soon.
There you go.
And, you know, I have a lot of family. I have just as much family in Florida than I do here. So I go down, and I just, like I said, it's a stress reliever. It kind of, it just puts you in a different mindset. I mean, it's a vacation first, but it's also, you know, it's nice going to places where nobody has a clue who you are. And
yes.
You can just go in there and not worry about, hey, Rudy, or, you know, usually kind of everywhere I go, someone's, hey, Rudy, or this or that. You know, it's nobody has a clue. I could be Steve. I could be Nick. I could be Rob. You know, I could be from Minnesota. I can, you know, I could be who I, you know, it's just, it's good to get that pressure off your shoulders. But I will be honest, though, the first few days are nice and relaxing, but I do. It's like I miss it after like 5 or 6 days. It's like, I got to get back to work.
And
then
I
start, then, you know, my managers don't call us, let us go. And I'm like, I try. Okay. I'll just send an email.
Yes.
I won't call. But you know, overall, the industry, I love what I do. I love the bar and restaurant industry. I love the people. I love the, I love everything about it. And it's hard work. You know, like I said, it's 7 days a week. You do miss a lot. You miss a lot of gatherings. You miss a lot of parties. You know, you miss, you know, going out with your friends every week.
Yep.
And, you know, the weekends are a busy time. Like, you have to be there.
Yes.
But it's, all in all, it's been tough. The start was tough, but, you know, almost 2 years into it now, like I said, I love it. It's a little easier. I mean, it's always stressful.
Always.
You know, something breaks. When one thing breaks, everything breaks. You know, the cooler goes down. Your sub pump goes, oh, this cooler's not at temperature. You know, it's just like, here we go again. The oven's broke. Hey, we need a new grill brush. It's like, oh, jeez. But, you know, it's part of the business. It's part of the plan.
It's like home ownership.
Yeah.
When people own homes, I'm like, yeah.
Yeah, it's what it is. You know, you have to be there, and you have to keep it up. You can't just let it go.
No.
You know, you can't say, oh, well, I'll fix it next week, or I'll get it. Basically, you can't put a Band-Aid on it.
No.
Because after a while, those Band-Aids are going to add up, and it's going to
Add up, and then the break is typically way worse than it would have been originally. So it's good to try to get the solution right away
yeah.
and done and over with.
But like I said, all in all, I'm happy. You know, my I'm still young in the business, in the industry. And I mean, my goal.
And in life.
And in life. But my goal, you know, would be to have more magic trees. You know, I've had people talk to me about, you know.
It'd be great to have one here in Canfield. I know of a vacant building. Yeah. I believe it's been mentioned.
Do you know anybody in the real estate business?
I may. Okay, I may. You know. That could help you out with residential and commercial.
Well, I am looking for residential also.
But, I know.
But, you know, I would love to have more magic trees, you know, not just here. I'd like to expand, you know, into Cleveland, into Columbus, you know, and if possibly down to Florida, you know, have a magic tree in Florida.
How come nobody ever chooses, like, I think I may expand to D.C. or Virginia? No, I never
well,
hear that.
Florida's a little personal preference. But, you know, it's definitely a great brand. It's a great company. I'm very confident in our product and our brand. And, you know, I mean, I don't think I own anything else other than magic tree hoodies. I think I have literally 70 magic tree hoodies and hats, and that's, I mean, my coffee cup magic tree.
I like, know. I saw that.
Yeah, you know, I love
it's the magic tree face mask.
Yeah, the magic tree face mask that I have. You know, I love our brand and I love our company, and, you know, that's, I think, one of the most important things that anybody in ownership has to have. You have to have a love for your brand and a passion for it. Because once you lose that love and passion, then it just becomes a job again.
I love your brand too. Is there a story behind the magic tree?
The magic tree story is just, it's the strength, you know, it starts from the roots and grows. And your strongest part of the tree is the roots, and roots last forever. And, you know, that was kind of, you know, the Phil and Sandy part of it a little bit. You know,
that's
they started
awesome.
It and it grow, and then it branches out. You know, there's been other stories that I get about the name, but, you know, the magic tree, it's just, it's a strong rooted company. And, you know, and we love growth, and it's the tree growing, and it branches out to many different people. You know, in the industry, you have many different people of different nationalities, different cultures, different yep. races. And that's what makes it great, because, you know, you learn from other people, and just, you know, those roots, those starting roots are the strong part, and just the growth. And that's kind of like, you know, our motto is eat, drink, celebrate. You know, we want growth, and it's just a positive aspect on everything from our logo to our motto and our slogans and everything. But, you know, right now, this has put a pause in everything.
Well,
but,
yeah.
You know, we're still going to get back to it and focus. But, yeah, like I said, having passion and love for your brand, you need it.
Yeah.
You know, and even a lot of the employees, you know, there's employees that have been there since day one, even when Magic Tree started.
Yep.
And this will be, this coming October will be 8 years for Magic Tree, that Magic Tree's been established. And, you know, there's a lot of other employees, 4 or 5 years. So it just goes to show you the values that we carry here at Magic Tree. I'm not saying we're perfect. It's the restaurant business. Listen, we fight, we argue, we yell. But, you know, when it comes...
Oh, yeah. I mean, I've worked in the yeah. restaurant business. And I will say it is very family-oriented. That there is the strength in that
yeah.
That you respect and you love. You might be able to bash that chef or that server or that bartender, but nobody else can.
No, you're 100% right. You know, I still get yelled at, and I'm like, okay, I'm leaving. I got to go. Like, yep. get out of here. You know, but you're right. I mean, but if there's not a little craziness in your restaurant, then it's not normal.
You need to have craziness.
You need to have craziness. You need to have the cooks yelling at the servers every once in a while. You know, vice versa, you know.
Otherwise, it's just boring.
Yeah.
Nobody wants boring.
It's definitely fun. Sometimes I like to sit back and just listen. But, you know, when everything's over, when shifts are over, you're sitting next to that person at the bar having a beer.
Yep.
Or you're going somewhere else and having a beer with them, and it's all over.
That's right.
You know, it's kind of like the heat of the moment, but, you know.
The emotional highs and yeah. lows.
I tell you what, when it's 8 o'clock and you got 50 tickets on the board and people are screaming at you and it's, you know, they need a refill. They need ranch, you know.
Yep.
You're yelling, you know. I that's what I miss, though, you know. Right now it's, you know, I miss yelling corner or behind or, you know,
yes.
hey, it's, you know, coming through. But
which, let me tell you, that whole corner behind, you still do that because I haven't worked in the restaurant industry for a while now. Actually, I believe the last place that we worked was the last one I worked
yeah.
at. But for many reasons, I probably have PTSD to ever yeah. work back in one. But but still today, like if I'm behind somebody, I say behind or
I do
corner,
it at the grocery store.
It's crazy.
Yeah. Yeah, it's you know, it's those little things that I miss the most.
Yeah.
And you're right, though. It does get better than you. It becomes, you know, when you say 86, people are like, what's that? You know, when you're talking to a fellow person, you're like, oh, 86. Like, what are you guys talking about?
Yeah.
You know, even...
Abbreviation for chicken.
Yeah. You know, it's even some of our sauces, like we say, have different names. Like,
oh, yeah.
You know, we'll call them a different name in here. When you go to the table, it's a completely different thing. You don't know. So, but yeah, you know, it's like I said, it's that family. It's a little bit of family that you have there and a camaraderie. And a team, and you know, we have a strong team, and so that's kind of what makes it hard now, is not really seeing them so much.
So I know probably purchases for some of our local breweries probably have gone down.
Yes.
I mean, simply, like, what are you going to do? Like, people can't sit there and drink their beer like they used to. And at one point, I know you got, you're offering growlers.
Yes, and we pretty much blew through that within 2 weeks.
I know, and then... which he is also offering, which is pretty awesome. And this weekend, it's supposed to be like 80-something degrees. They're also offering the popsicles, the adult popsicles, which is super
cool. Really good.
I know.
They're strong. I had one. I'm not going to lie. I tasted them. They're good.
We need strong right now.
Yes. Yes, we do. Yeah, you're right, though. You know, we've been big supporters of the craft beer
huge community. Supporters.
And, you know, it's just, we have 41 beers on tap. And when this happened... You know, that St. Pat's week, we stocked up on beer. We do our beer week, so with a different brewer every week.
Yes.
So I literally had 100 kegs in the cooler, and some of them tapped. And like I said, I didn't know how long this was going to last. So, you know, my biggest fear was, well, if this doesn't come back for months, I'm going to lose all this beer. And I said, you know what, just, you know, we started the $10 crowlers, just whatever you want, $10. And my goal was just to get rid of that product, just to even break even on it. But I have talked to some, you know, I stopped up, I did get some from Birdfish. I talked to Larry out at Biker. I got some from them. I got some from Penguin. So, you know, we use Penguin for our beer batter and everything.
Yep.
So we still do that. You know, I talked to Ira. I just haven't been able to get down there. We're trying to get back to it. But I think after next week, you're going to see. I'm trying to get back to full everything by Juice Second, full menu, full beer list. So we're going to get back to the local breweries and, you know, have those local beers back on tap. Same thing with the farm to table. So I just want to get back.
I know. It'll happen soon enough.
Yeah. So we're still going to support the local breweries. You know, the beer school we do towards October, November of every year. You know, even the hard part was growlers and crowlers. I couldn't even get them. You know,
yeah.
It was, thank God, you know, I talked to Josh out at Birdfish and those guys helped me out with some growlers up there. So, you know, another part of, you know, working together as a community, and Birdfish has been awesome with us. But you know, it's I just ordered crowlers again, you know, and I just finally ordered them. They were able to get them, so we're gonna get back, you know, to getting those local beers back and doing that again. And you know, the whole, you know, the big tapping this year was pushed back.
I know,
you know, Youngstown Beer Week was pushed back. We were gonna launch Youngstown Beer Week at Magic Tree again, and last year, just let me tell you, that Monday was one of the best memories of my life. You know, having 14 breweries, I think, in there. They're all 14 breweries was represented that Monday. We did the Brewers Roast, where we got on stage and we read all the mean tweets and mean reviews from all the breweries and Magic Tree, and it turned out to be a great week. So I was kind of sad that we didn't get to do that this year. Yeah, kind of glad too. I drank a lot of beer last year.
I think there's a lot of hangovers.
Yeah, we consumed a lot of beer every day.
I think like the cure from the previous day's hangover was another beer.
That's pretty much what it was. But you know, those are big parts of the city and our industry and our community, our beer community. So you know, I'm hoping. I know the big tapping got rescheduled. I believe August 29th maybe.
It might be a really good time for it.
Yeah, you know, I'd love to see, you know, Youngstown Beer Week come back and do that, but...
Oh, me too. Yeah. That was a lot of fun.
You know, but we're going to get back. Magic Tree's going to get back to full strength of supporting the craft beer community and being involved. And, you know, I still want to, you know, that was one of Phil's big wishes that he had, that, you know, and I'm going to fulfill that for him. Like we talked earlier, Phil's been a huge part of the craft beer community, and he still is, you know, he's still... Even with his travels and, you know, everything he does, he still stays in touch with everybody and he'll still call me. And so we're going to be back supporting local, supporting the farm, supporting the beer, supporting the community again, full strength here, hopefully June 2nd.
That's awesome.
And get it going again. Kind of got me excited now.
I know, right? Well, believe it or not, June 2nd is literally just around the corner, not to stress you out, but it's not that far away.
No.
So, I mean, we're ready to go and I can't wait to come and hang out. But be respectful.
Yes.
And and make sure you can still have your turnover.
Yes, you know, it's going to be exciting. I'm just very, very excited to see, just to see people back in the chairs. Like I said a little bit earlier, you know, that first Saturday we were closed. I sat in the dining room and I was like, wow, like, whoa, like what is going on right now? You know, and our Saturdays at Magic Tree are wall to wall. We're on a wait. You know, once we get the patio up and running too, you know, the patio seats 120. Yep. The dining room seats 120. And then, you know, on the left side, our wine and spirits room, if we don't have, you know, we do a lot of catering there.
Yes.
For weddings, graduation parties, you know, they're still calling now. And the good thing is people aren't canceling. They're just adjusting. Yeah, they're adjusting to it. So those parties are huge. And, you know, if not, there's another 150. So it's like we have three restaurants. And that's, you know, 400 some people.
Yeah.
On a Saturday night. And business is booming on Saturdays. I want to get back to that.
Those
are the Saturdays I miss. But yeah, it's going to be fun. So June 2nd is our goal. You know, we might just open up the patio next weekend just to see, but dining inside for sure June 2nd.
Okay.
That's for sure. You know, like I said, we got all brand new patio furniture. It's even hard with deliveries now. They don't even know when it's going to come because a lot of the, you know, the trucking companies are backed up and things like that. So I should have checked that before I ordered it. But I didn't really think about that. So we're hoping that it's here this weekend or next week, and we're going to get the patio redone and up to date. So Magic Tree will be back. We would definitely be back. Not at full strength, but some strength. But we'll be back to who we are. And you can come and eat, drink, and celebrate and on the patio.
And then go for run the next day. Yeah. And then repeat. my favorite type of Groundhog's Day.
Yeah, that's what a bad Groundhog's Day. Right now it's that's like, a good one. Groundhog's Day is a perfect example of kind of what it's like for it. Not just me, but everybody. I'm a very social person.
Me too.
I love to be out. I love to see people.
I know.
I love to, to talk and share stories. And, you know, when you're in the industry, 99% of your friends are in the industry.
Yep.
So, you know, they either bartend somewhere or, you know, work somewhere. So you're going just to see them. You're going to have a drink here and, hey, how you doing? You know, it's, there's some days you kind of just call it making your rounds.
So this interaction right here is going to give me a high for, like, the remainder of the week that I'm here face to face, not on a Zoom video, like face to face with my friend across the way, which is awesome.
I miss it, you know, and just, you know, like you mentioned earlier, taking things for granted. So, you know, some of those times where if I got a phone call to say, hey, why don't you just come out and have a drink with us? I'm like, nah, you know, those are times I think I'm going to start doing now, you know, even if it's one.
I'm going to hold you to that.
Yeah.
You know, people are like, damn it, wrong person to say that to.
Yeah, I shouldn't have said that. That's going to be a bottle of wine right there.
For sure.
But, you know, just those little moments, you know, taking advantage of it. You know, sometimes I'm too tired. I don't want to go. You know, my little cousin has a birthday party. And, my family's there. I'm just like, too tired. I don't want to go. You know, now it's going to be a different mindset. You know, I'm going to make it a point to be there now. Those little family times and friend times, you know, seeing my buddy's kids. I haven't seen them in 2 months, 3 months, you know, and you're kind of used to seeing them every day.
Yep.
And, you know, it's those little moments like that, your family or friends that, you know, it's been 2 months. That's a big chunk of life.
It is.
You know, not seeing your friends or your friends' kids grow, you're used to seeing every day.
Yep.
But we're going to get back to it, and I'm not going to take those things for granted anymore.
Same thing.
I'm blessed to be in the situation that I am. Right now, professionally and personally, and you know, it's I'm gonna keep doing what I can do professionally with the company, you know, to support local, to help these local nonprofits, but also, you know, personally, I'm gonna make it a point to, you know, see family a little bit more, spend some more time with family, with my mom and dad, and you know, my sister, and my brother-in-law, you know, cousins, things like that. So it's gonna definitely change the way I view things, but that's some of the good that's come out of this whole thing.
People were one of the most important things in everyone's life.
Yeah, those people I said I wish I didn't want to see. Now I want to see them. I miss them. But yeah,
like quality people.
quality people. But you know, it's like I said earlier. We're adapting. We're adjusting. We're learning. Everybody is. It's new to everybody. Somehow, some way, this has affected everybody, their family, their jobs, their profession. But there's a light at the end of the tunnel, and we're all going to get better, and we're going to get back to it. And you know, my main focus now is Magic Tree.
Yep.
And getting it back to where it is. And that's, other than that, I don't really care about anything else right now. It's just, I want to get this Magic
that's
Tree
fair.
Back to where, you know, I just, it's a focus, not just for me, but my employees are, they're begging to come back. Like,
yes.
They're like, can you please open now? You know, can you come? They're coming in to help. They're help painting. They're help, you know, they want to be there. you know, and it's a good feeling. So, you know, my main focus right now is getting Magic Tree back to where it is, and then, you know, we're going to keep rolling and just keep doing what we can do.
Well, thank you very much, John, for being my first patio guest.
Podcast.
That's right. Oh, there you go.
The patio podcast.
And hopefully you'll be back again. And maybe someday soon you'll actually see the podcast studio.
Yeah, we'll see it one day.
I know, one day.
But no, it's been great. Thank you so much for having me. I appreciate it.
Thank you. Bye, everyone. Oh, before we go, actually, make sure you follow Magic Tree on Facebook, Instagram.
Yes, please.
Definitely follow, because there is a lot going on and they are fabulous with their social media. So be sure to follow, and of course, follow Homes and Hops. All right. Thanks, awesome. Everyone.
Thank you, everybody.
Bye.